This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Holders series, number 77, The Holder of Divinity. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you get to the front desk, ask to visit the Holder of Divinity. Repeat this 2 more times before the worker responds. He should stiffen, looking straight forwards for a few seconds before looking back down at you with eyes of an indescribable color. You must then follow the worker, keeping your eyes on the ground, tracing his footsteps as exactly as you can. If you do not follow precisely, you will never find your way again. When the worker stops, turn around and look up from the ground. Resist any urge to look behind you from this point on. You will find yourself facing a door with a hideously shaped red dagger stabbed into the center. Grip its handle, and an incredible pain should slowly creep up the surface of your arm, then across your whole body, sinking deeper and deeper into your body. If at any time you release your hold on the dagger, the pain will never go away, even after you die. Once the pain reaches your heart, you should feel a sudden surge of demonic strength. Rip the dagger from the door, and it will swing open, the pain vanishing as the dagger separates from the door. You must run through the doorway and through a long arched hallway, which will open into a strangely lit circular room. Go straight for the man in the center. He will be kneeling, facing away from you, deep in prayer, completely in shadow, but surrounded by a golden glow. If he finishes his prayer before you reach him, your eternal soul won't be worth a plugged nickel. Once you reach him, press the dagger to his throat and ask the question, "What do they teach?" He will begin to sing in answer. Do not try to comprehend his words. In your state, they would destroy you. Listen only for the word sacrifice. As soon as you hear this word, stab the dagger into his throat. His blood will seep onto the dagger, transforming it, and light will fill the room. You will find yourself standing on the roof of the building you started at, holding a pure white feather. That feather is Object 77 of 538. Number 78, the Holder of the Rails. In any city in any country, go to any subway station you can get yourself to. This holder will test your patience, and impatience will get you massacred. Once there, go to the closest officer to you and ask to see the Holder of the Rails. Should a look of doubt and fear come over the officer's face, you are in the right place. But if a look of greed and lust comes over the officer's face, run out of the station and keep running. You will hear an inhuman sound behind you, like the sound of a rabid dog chasing you. But do not look back, for if you do, the now distorted and gruesome face of the pit fiend the officer has become will send paralyzing fear through your body, and you will be caught, raped, and fed upon for the rest of eternity, feeling everything as freshly as the moment it started. Keep running until the sound disappears, or until the very act of inhaling feels like it will shred your lungs like so much cheap tissue paper. You will mercifully pass out. When you awaken, the officer will be gone and a new one will be in that officer's place at the station. If you are in the right place, however, the officer will take you to an elevator. Before the doors open, close your eyes. When you hear a bell, wait 5 seconds, then take 3 steps in. Make a 180 degree spin and keep your eyes closed. The officer will get on with you and press a button. You will never know what floor you will end up on, so don't fret. The same thing will happen over and over. You will be riding on the elevator for hours, going straight down. You will hear a bell, and the doors will open. The officer will say,
"Is this where you want to go?"
Do not answer. Do not open your eyes. After a while, the officer will sigh and the doors will close. You will go down another floor and a buzz will ring out instead of the bell. The officer will say,
"End of the line."
Take 7 steps out and wait 30 seconds before opening your eyes. You will be in a long, dark hallway with old, white, filth-caked walls. Blood will be oozing upward on the walls. Pay it no heed and walk. Walk swiftly, but do not speed walk or run. The demons hiding in the shadows love fast prey, and your scent will slowly drive them wild with hunger. When you get to the end, there will be a door with no knob. Push it open, and you will be standing at the top of an escalator. It seems to go down into endless darkness, but don't let your mind waver, and don't let your bravery falter. You've made it this far. There is no turning back. Should you hear a voice urge you to come down, ride the escalator all the way down. It will take you 7 days. If you hear a scream from behind you, walk down the escalator at a normal walking speed. Count the first 20 steps in an indoor voice. Once you say 20, stop counting, but don't stop walking. You will hear loud footsteps behind you, matching your footsteps, sometimes a bit slower, sometimes a bit faster. Do not slow down. Do not speed up. Do not look behind you, and do not speak. The footsteps will sound like hard sandals hitting metal, and you will become very annoyed. Still, keep your pace and do not falter. After about 20 minutes of walking, you will reach the platform. The footsteps will end and you will feel the presence right behind you. Turn around to face your follower. If it is a female apparition with a scarf on her head, you are safe for now. If it is a male apparition that stands at least 2 feet taller than you, throw yourself onto the tracks and the train will come instantly and end your life on the spot, which is a fate far more welcoming than what he would intend. The female will smile at you and lean up to kiss you. Let her. She will thank you for accompanying her down the long escalator ride. At that time, ask her, "Where do I go?" She will gasp and move away and beg you not to continue. She will confess her love for you and wrap her arms around you. Ask her again with sternness in your voice, "Where do I go?" If she pulls back and pushes you onto the track, pray the train comes and takes your life before the woman calls forth her smaller demons. As small as they may be, they will enter your body and eat you from the inside out. Should she pull away and cry, caress her cheek and tell her you love her softly. She will begin to tell you in a riddle-like manner where the last and strongest holder is. Ask her this, "How will I know when it happens?" When she opens her mouth to answer, the train will come, blowing its horn and awakening all of the demons from your worst nightmares. They will begin stampeding down the escalator, rage flaring in their monstrous eyes. Run as fast as you can to the front car of the train. Those doors will be the only doors that open. And they'll open for anyone. The apparition is in the driver's seat, looking at you with sadness in her eyes. Don't stare into her eyes, for they will enchant you and cause you to forget your mission. The demons will rip you apart slowly, and each day you will heal just for it to happen again. Reach over the apparition and press the only button. It will make the train move and seal all the doors. Now, it is safe to look at the apparition. Ask her the question again.
How will I know when it happens?
She will begin to blink in and out of existence and finally fade away, smiling. Her spirit is now free. Now, however, the station around you will begin to crumble. And the train is speeding out of control. The lights will turn red and a gruesome demonic voice will answer you.
When the sun shines at night and the moon lights up the day, when the devil runs to heaven and God hides away, when the plagues return at once and all of the firstborn sons die, when thunder flashes and lightning rains, and the earth becomes the sky. When fire cools and water burns, when clouds surround and mountains churn, when screams are silent and silence becomes sound, when angels fall from the melting ground, the Legion will arise.
The voice will speak slowly, and you must run to the very last car into the control room and pull what looks like a jewel-studded lever down. Once you pull it down, pull it out of the panel, and you will see it is a dagger. Where the button was in the first control room, there will be a heart. Stab the heart and close your eyes. Scream out as loud as you can.
I fight for the souls that were lost in this trial. This motion is for them.
Drag the dagger down the heart, and a loud screech will be heard. Your eyes will open, and you will be arriving at the station closest to your home. you will be sitting in a random seat with a dagger in your lap. Since it's illegal to carry weapons on a train, you may want to conceal it as you leave. There will be a red taxi with wings on the door and a horn on the hood. Go to it. Put your hand on the handle of the door and close your eyes. Get in. Don't speak. Don't open your eyes. Count to 10 in your head and open your eyes. You will be on your couch at home. If you look on your nightstand, you will see a picture of yourself and that apparition while she was alive. You two will be in a playful embrace, and suddenly, sadness will wash over you. You will suddenly think you've just lost the love of your life, the love you never had. Look at the dagger. That dagger is Object 78 of 538.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Number 79. Holder of the Flesh. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, look around carefully. Look for any workers eating a meal. Look for the one who appears to be full, or at least almost done, for asking one who has not eaten may result in you being eaten for lunch. Ask that worker to see the holder of the flesh. In a muffled voice full of food, the worker will point you to a dead cow in the middle of the room that wasn't there before. The cow will be belly up, with a large open gash from neck to crotch. The worker will gesture for you to go inside it. As you crawl into the dead cow, you will slip inside a tight fleshy tube, the muscular reflexes beyond the slimy film forcing you along the way. Try to stay in one position, as too much movement may cause you to be ejected from the tube rather violently into a large toothy maw, which will chew on your body until you are nothing but pulp. If you've exited the correct end, you will fall to the floor of an ornate cathedral of bone, flesh, and organs. Eyes of many sizes peer at you from many spots. In the back, the floor arches a bit up and down. The wide rib cage holding back massive lungs and a large heart. Inserted into the back wall is a huge glass jar, suspending a giant, pulsating brain in fluids. Its long, thick nerves hang like spider webs all around, stretching to the walls beside it, into the ceiling far above. Without warning, two very large and very long, muscular, skinless arms with clawed fingertips emerge from the walls. Both arms will grab you whether you attempt to flee or not. You cannot escape their grasp. The brain will not respond to anything you say or do except for one question. If you do not, or cannot ask your question, you will be torn piece by piece, forced to stay alive and feel every moment of pain, while being reassembled into the fabric of the living cathedral. Never quite dead, but never quite alive, unable to scream though you want to badly. You will live as one with the living cathedral for all time. The question you must ask before suffering this cruel fate is, why do they despise life? Without pause, the brain will then open your skull painlessly. with but a tiny pinch of itself, it will insert a pinch of itself into yours. You will then realize, in the most thorough detail, every bit and piece of what makes life, life. All of mankind's knowledge, achievements, and progress will be rendered completely and utterly useless compared to this. This has driven many quite mad, and if you too cannot handle it, you shall share their fate, clawing apart your own brain and scattering your thoughts throughout the cosmos, never to reassemble again. But you must stay focused and calm, for this information is quite possibly the most tightly held secret in all of the known and unknown universes, and should never be shared with anyone but a true god, lest you invoke man's early demise. If you yet still hold resolve, the brain will let you go. Do not dally, as the brain is always tempted to add more flesh to its own. Escape through the way you came in, and as you slide along, you will stop at a dry, dead end. You will find yourself under the covers of your own bed, backwards, with your feet on your pillows. That piece of knowledge is Object 79 of 538. Number 80, the holder of extravagance. In any city, in any country, go to any sizable school or university you can find. After locating the front desk, walk up to it and ask to see the one known as the holder of extravagance. The attendant will look unfazed, even slightly bored, as though this question has grown so common as to become routine. Tiredly, they will rise and lead you through the halls of the building. You will see many dozens of unboundedly fascinating and eye-catching objects, but do not once stop or slow to examine any of them in closer detail, or the group of supposed students who have been following you will take the opportunity to pounce, and you will never see the outside of the walls again. Instead, stay focused on following the attendant. Eventually, he will lead you to a door and gesture for you to enter. Do so, and it will shut rather gently behind you. That click you heard was the lock. Don't try to open it. The students mentioned earlier are waiting outside the door should you succeed. You find yourself in a history classroom, but it's more boring than any other classroom you've ever seen. There are no posters on the gray walls, the shelves are devoid of books, and the desks are bare and minimal. A teacher sits at the front desk, wearing a bland gray outfit, grading papers. The combined effect makes you want to drop off to sleep, but be warned, if you do, the nightmare that you enter will never end. Also, do not interrupt the teacher at her work. She feels overworked for her pay already, and if you bother her, she may well snap. Instead, steel yourself and sit down. The third row from the door, second desk back. Sitting any other place will lead you to your demise in the events to follow. A scuffle will be heard outside the door, but do not turn to look in that direction. None of the students wish to be noticed as they walk in, and all of them are already late. Merely keep your gaze directed forward. Somehow, they all manage to sit down without the teacher noticing, and the lesson begins. It is almost painful in its execution. Bare bones, no frills teaching. A notebook and pencil have appeared on your desk. Quickly begin taking notes, lest the teacher notice and fail you. And you don't want to fail this class. Believe me. The facts are so stripped down they hurt, but never once should you halt or interrupt. After a while, a test will be announced. Accept it. It appears to be written in a language from another planet, and about places and people you don't think have ever existed. Keep calm. Write from your notes for the first few questions. When you reach question 4, lightly tap the kid in front of you on the shoulder. Quietly. You don't want the teacher to catch you. Ask him, when was it meant to happen? The kid will glance nervously at the teacher, then scribble madly on a piece of paper and pass it back to you. Read it quickly and memorize what it says. The location it details is where the object is hiding. But the moment you take your eyes off the paper or attempt to move, the teacher will catch you, and all hell will break loose. The room will suddenly be clothed in the heaviest opulence you have ever seen, and the students and teacher will be revealed in their true forms. These bar description. But know this, they have all the same strengths and weaknesses of the normal human. All across the school, the illusion has been broken, and you're going to have to reach the object wherever it is before the students manage to take you down. The gauntlet's off now. Use whatever methods available to reach the object. Violence, murder, deception. Nothing is barred, and nothing is sacred. There will be no repercussions. But if there are, they'd in no way be worse than what will happen should the students bury you to the floor. Make your way to the location, and the object will be glaringly obvious among the opulence. A plain brown paper package tied with twine, about the size of a large soup can. A thin paper envelope is tied under the string. Grab it, then locate the nearest bathroom. Battle your way into it, then slam the door. It will lock and hold, but not for long. Quickly slip the envelope from the parcel and throw it into the second stall. It doesn't matter where it lands as long as it's in the walls. The envelope is what draws them, so you want to stall as much as possible. Turn on the hot water in two of the sinks and the cold in the other one. Then, with the door pounding so loud it drills through your head, face the hand dryers. There's 3. Take a deep breath, then slam the button on whichever one you like. Everything will black out for a bit. If you press the wrong button, the blackness will lift only for you to experience what the students are about to do to you. It's never the same, but it's always unbearably painful, and you won't stay sane long enough to witness your demise. If you press the correct button, however, you will wake up sprawled on the floor of a bus stop half a mile down the road from the limits of the second largest city you've ever visited. Sit up, rub your eyes. You're alone here, and for the moment, safe. Unwrap the package. There's a surprising number of layers on it. Keep unwrapping until you find a layer of green wrapping paper. Stop at this point and look to your left. A cheap lighter is sitting on the bench, along with sufficient bus fare into the city. Grab both, pocket the money, and pile the brown paper and string up. Burn the pile. That last layer of wrapping was there solely to protect the object from the brown wrapping, and you don't want it in existence when you open it finally. When the pile is nothing but ash, unwrap the final layer and toss it away. You now hold a strange, gold-colored D-cell battery. Get up quickly. The bus is coming. And you don't want to look like a total weirdo by sitting on the floor of the stop rather than the bench. The battery is object 80 of 538.
For more information on this podcast, including how to submit your own story for consideration, please visit creepypod.com. You can also follow us at CreepyPod on social media and YouTube. All stories told on this podcast are done so through Creative Commons Sharealike licensing or with written consent from the authors. No portion of this podcast may be rebroadcast or otherwise distributed without the express written consent of the Creepy Podcast production team and the story's author.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.